Well, I think we're just about noticing that it is Advent. I'm wearing purple, a purple hangings there. We've lit two Advent candles and sung an Advent prayer. Heard the Advent prayer for the candles. I guess who's got Advent calendars at home? Quite a few. Actually, yeah, I haven't actually got round to doing it yet, but we've given them to people who are eating them. However, in church, we also have another marker for Advent, which has a kind of countdown or adding on to it, and that is the tree over there. And until Christmas, it is not a Christmas tree, it is the Jesse tree. Because the Jesse, some of you who were even here, I think, even possibly painted some of the, or helped prepare some of the images that we hang on it. But I wasn't here then, so quite a few people won't know and will have to learn that a Jesse tree, it's an old sort of tradition symbol in the church, but it shows how Jesus is linked to the family of God through the Old Testament until his birth. And we add new figures each week, gradually building towards the birth of Jesus. But we don't always notice them, so I thought we'd have a look. I can't get them all out today, but I have given a few out, and I also hope that some of the children and young people over there are about to come out and help, because I'm going to need some help in collecting things. But let's start off. Somebody has got Jesse. Just the two of you come out with Jesse. I thought we'd start with Jesse. Can you just hold it up so we can see? Turn around so everyone can see. Jesse, of course. Okay, who's Jesse? Straight away. Father of David. Father of King David. So let's see. Who has got King David? Right, could someone please go right over there and get David from Margaret and bring him up here? And who has got David's harp? And on the way, someone can maybe collect the harp. Can you see where David is being waved up there? If one of you goes and get that, and there's a harp there. The others, hang on just a minute, the other three of you, and when you've got it, bring them back. So we have got Jesse. We stand here then. Do you want to just come up on the steps so we can see? And Jesse. Right, so we've got Jesse, David, and David's harp, but it goes back further than that. That's fine. Harp and David, that's right. So maybe if someone could go and find Adam, where's Adam? Go and find Adam, and if someone can go and find Eve, where's Eve? Eve is over there. And someone should have Noah. Have we got Noah? Noah is right over there. Can someone go and get Noah from Susan, please? And we'll have Adam and Eve. Come up and stand along there. And have we got Noah? Noah. And Abraham. Okay, put Noah in there. Have we got Abraham? Thank you. Now, this is a problem. Have I got another two or three people who can help? Is someone in the choir? Can you come out, maybe? Because I have some more things to get. So we've got to Jesse. We've got from Adam and Eve and Noah and Abraham and Jesse and David, but we've still got to get to Jesus. So somewhere there is John the Baptist. Have I got John the Baptist? Oh, there's John the Baptist. Someone, I think, has got Mary. So let's have John the Baptist in here. There's Mary. Now look, I need one more person. Is there one more person anywhere? If not, someone's going to have to hold two. Right. Okay. Bring Mary there. Okay, can you two Can someone hold Adam and Eve? It's all right, Susan, don't worry. And because, of course, we have to get to Jesus. Can you go and get Jesus, please, and bring it. And just put Jesus. Oh, we'll have Jesus in the... I'll do. Jesus can just go in the middle there. Let's just put Jesus in here. That's bright. Okay, can you all hold them right up? So we start right at the beginning of the story of the Bible with Adam and Eve. We have stories of the very early people, including Noah. We then get to the story of Jesse, whose son was David, who was a shepherd boy who played a harp. And we talk about Jesus as some of the prophets talk about Jesus as being the son of David, from the family of David. So that's partly the link there. I've jumped out. We have some other prophets that go on the tree, like Isaiah, who we heard a reading from today. And then we go to John the Baptist, who we heard about today, and we're going to have a baptism. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and then Jesus. But the family of God didn't stop with Jesus, because, of course, after the birth of Jesus comes the church. We are all part of God's family, all part of the church, and we're going to remind ourselves and actually show that in a couple of minutes, because we're going to baptize Nora and make her part of the church. So thank you for doing the collecting. I think if you just give them all to me, we'll have to put... Some of these are going to go back onto the tree, or onto the tree now, and some of them won't go till next week, and some won't go till the week after that. So if you're in here, you can have a look and see which ones are on the tree which week. Thank you very much. You can go.